This is URN Sport.
Hello there, this is URN and I'm joined by two members of the Karate Club today. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
My name's Will, I'm in first year at the moment studying physics and French, and I will be the treasurer of the club next year.
Hi, I'm Isabel. I am a fourth year chemical engineering student. I've been at the club since first year. I've been treasurer, president, everything, so yeah.
Okay. Well, from the off, I just want to ask, how has your season gone so far?
It's gone really well. We've just had books and we won about three medals there.
Yeah, so three divisions, two team events and one individual.
For Kumite, we won a silver in that, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like her first competition. She just smashed it. It was great.
Okay, that's really good. I just want to ask you, since your time at university, how have you seen the Karate Club grow and change?
So like where I'm in my fourth year, there's been quite a lot of changes. So we have had an increase in coaches. We've now got a coach, Sonny Roberts, who's it's fantastic. So he's been doing kumite like internationally for years. So it's definitely upped our game. I'd say our numbers have grown. We've got more people training consistently. It's definitely a higher standard. I've got more training times and just like a lot more, so definitely more of a team feel to it, and everyone getting really involved, so it's been great.
About your new coach, how's he helping out the fighters, and have you taken well to him this year?
Yeah, definitely. So the format of training's changed, so there's more of a fitness element to it as well. I think more consistency with training. I think the sessions have been really enjoyable. So you've got people who not necessarily wanting to compete in kumite coming to the sessions just for fun. Sonny's great.
He's got a lot of passion. You can see at hooks.
Yeah.
He was like shouting people on. I think he got a warning for shouting too much at one
probably.
Point. He's got so much passion for his sport. It's really
what
good.
You want from a coach.
Yeah,
so
it's really
definitely.
Good to watch. Yeah.
But he was so supportive as well. So when we had a team event in kata and he was there on the sidelines with us, even though he doesn't do kata himself, he was just there like
throwing
giving us great
into
information
it.
Like telling us, yeah, I'll do this, and like the support side of it has been fantastic.
Well, staying on a similar theme, what are you doing in the final weeks to prepare for varsity? Anything new in training? Or
At the moment, I'm just going through the kata that I know and trying to learn a new one in time. I've got three under my belt of... How many is there, like 26?
Like a million, I don't know.
Like a million. I've got three under my belt and I'm trying to improve one so that it's actually competition ready. Two are fine. One of them I'm not sure about yet, but just going through training with camp captains to get that.
Okay. How would you say varsity is different to a normal competition?
Well, we're against Nottingham Trent, so there's pride at stake, mostly.
A lot of pride.
We're actually quite close with the Trent club, so we do training sessions with them fairly regularly. And we know, I'd say most of them, like, quite well. So
so it's a full-on rivalry, since you know them.
Yeah. so, like, we do get on quite well with them, and it's really fun. So like we'll be there at Bucks cheering them on. Like I think they had like where they got people in the final, which doesn't happen often. We'll be cheering them on, but it's more fun as well because like it's your training, you're fighting against people you already know, so it's a little bit less daunting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it actually. It's the first time doing it, obviously, but it already seems a bit more relaxed than Bucks.
Yeah.
Bucks is a lot of fun, but it is a national competition. There's more people from the club are going to varsity because it's more relaxed, it's more fun.
That's really interesting, actually. Can you both tell me a little bit about your squads? Have you got any key fighters that are going to cause Trent problems?
Is he, actually? The one
me.
Saying
you. I came second last year at varsity. The girl who beat me, she's pretty good. She's not going to be there this year.
Pretty good.
But,
so you think you got the edge this year?
I hope so. I think that we've had, in terms of guys, I don't know.
I think
our troublemakers are sort of a bit injured at the moment.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, I've heard rumours that it's both your sparring captains are injured.
Yes.
Any indications of how that happened?
Jack got kicked in the leg the week before Bucks.
Week before Bucks. and sort of snapped it at training.
Yeah, and then our other captain.
That's a blow.
Yeah. We all thought he was joking because they put it on Facebook, like, oh, can't fight anymore, I broke my leg, and there was like this x-ray, and we all thought it was some sort of elaborate hoax, but it wasn't. So, and then the other captain, Dan, dislocated his knee mid-fight, so couldn't really continue.
I can't believe I missed that. I went for a walk and I came back and he was just in an ambulance.
Yeah.
And it was like,
guys sort of came at him, they both fell out the ring, and he was on the floor and his leg was one way and his knee was another, and yeah, they had to
come do karate, guys,
give him some
you're advertising the sport.
It's
well,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. On a plus note, I've never had any serious injuries, so
fingers crossed, touch
yeah,
wood,
completely safe.
So just quickly, will you win varsity this year?
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
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 Confident?
Confident.
Yeah.